If you were to undergo the challenge of listing out your most valuable assets, my assumption is you would be listing for a very long time before you mentioned the power of your face. Your face is one of your greatest assets. Do we overlook it? All the time. But I'm glad you're here with me because when it comes to video production, you should not overlook this valuable asset, and that is the topic on today's episode of Video Production Daily.
Good evening. Tonight's program is on the human face.
Indeed it is. Tonight's program is on the human face. Now, in Video Production Daily or Master's Engagement, I often talk about elements of engagement, what you need to do to really make an impact on your audience. How do you do the hard work and make an impact? Create content with the utmost empathy for your audience, meaning that you have to be thinking about the encode and the decode at the same time. In other words, how do you put something out there in video format that is going to resonate with the brain of the people that are watching the video? Now, using the human face is almost like cheating because it is a direct pathway into the brain. And odds are you probably don't think about your face very often. Maybe if you were Jennifer Aniston, you'd think about it more. There's actually some really interesting research about Jennifer Aniston's face. So back in 2005, UCLA did some really interesting research as they were working with patients who were undergoing surgery for epilepsy. And one of the things they did during that surgery is they showed patients the picture of Jennifer Aniston's face. And the temporal lobe went crazy. They continued the research by showing these patients other pictures that were not of Jennifer Aniston's face, maybe her whole physique or crowds of people, random objects, and they never got that same response like they did to the face. Those cells, that area in the brain, sometimes they call them Jennifer Aniston cells now because of this research to come out of UCLA. But the truth is the human brain reacts so perfectly and powerfully to seeing the human face. So how do we use that in our productions? Well, it can be simple. You just need to include more faces. One of the things I've been thinking a lot about lately is the thumbnail of the video. It's obviously a powerful tool to try and entice people to watch through your media. And utilizing the face in the thumbnail can bring more people into your piece of media. But also, I feel like faces can communicate different things in that thumbnail. Use your imagination for a second and imagine a close-up on the face in the thumbnail. That communicates to me that I'm going to get the opportunity to connect with someone interpersonally or really get to know them on an intimate level. Now, in that same thumbnail, if it's backed way out and I see the upper body of a participant with their face, oftentimes that feels a little bit scripted, like they're standing back enough to be talking from a teleprompter. Is this person putting on a show? Is there some kind of filter there that's keeping them from really connecting with the camera? Sometimes it's awkward to really frame the shot, especially if you've got multiple subjects, to be able to see the face in an attractive way. But it's worth fighting through that little bit of discomfort to really show the audience the human face and focus on it in things like your thumbnails. And also remember that if you can display the human face in an interesting way, you're going to allow people to connect with the people in your video. And if you're working on episodic content or building a brand, having the same face show up in your videos over and over again allows you to keep interesting characters. Allow people to make a connection with real people. So faces can become not only part of your video strategy, but part of your brand strategy. This allows people to feel something. Including those faces in your content allows you to say, this is who we are, this is what we stand for, this is our people, we are real humans communicating a real human message. And it's amazing how easy it is to lose that human connection when you get deep into the art of video production and you start thinking about how to integrate those motion graphics and incredible cinematography. Now, those things certainly have their place, but don't forget the place of the human face when you're creating your content. And that's it for me today. I want to thank you again so much for joining me on today's episode of Video Production Daily.